For these two stories, The Calling of a Tax Collector and the, well, actually three stories, The Calling of the Tax Collector Matthew, The Healing of the Daughter of the Leader of the Synagogue, and The Healing of the Woman who had hemorrhages for 12 years, these are all linked together in this new edition of the Gospel of Matthew, in which another story has been left out in the middle. The verbal thread that is present here is the story of the woman who said, "If I touch his cloak, I'll be made well." And Jesus said to her, "Your faith has made you well," and instantly she was made well. So that story is connected. But the real connection between these is that these are three episodes of people who are outsiders. The tax collector was the penultimate sinner of Jesus' day. They were traitors who made money by taxing, collecting the taxes for the Romans. And so they were hated by everyone. And, of course, what they did was they signed a license to collect the taxes. So they were working for the Romans. They had to deliver, you know, the amounts that were required for their district. But they could charge more, and whatever the difference was between what they contracted with the Romans and what they could collect, they could keep. And so most of the tax collectors were rich, and they were rich on essentially a combination of bribery and extortion. And so they were also sanctioned criminals. So they were outsiders for sure. The unclean woman was an outsider because she had had hemorrhage of blood for 12 years, and she was ritually unclean. She could not have any normal social interaction with people. She couldn't go to the synagogue. Anybody who knew that could not touch her. They could not sit on anything that she sat on. They could not eat from dishes that she had touched. So being unclean like this for 12 years was almost unthinkable in terms of the consequences of that. And then, of course, the other was a young girl. And, you know, girls were valued, but not as much. There were a special set of laws for girls. And you'd be concerned about what would happen to a girl, but not as much as you would a boy. So the surprise in all three of these stories is the degree of attention that Jesus gives to these people. To Matthew, who he calls, it's unthinkable that a rabbi would call a tax collector as a disciple. And it may be that this reflects Matthew's experience. We don't know who the Matthew is in this story, but given that it's the gospel according to Matthew, there is a kind of inevitable connection that we make between this tax collector and the author of the gospel. It is, in its context, a complete surprise. So that needs to be communicated in the way that the story is told. And normally, often this is read as just sort of a factual everyday thing, as if this was not an exceptional, extraordinary thing that happened. The same thing is true in relation to the healing of the synagogue elder's daughter. Jesus was having dinner. He interrupted the dinner. He came in and begged him to come and heal his daughter. Many people would be insulted in that and tell him to get out and wait until dinner was over. Jesus got up and went with him. And the woman who touched him made him, according to the law, made him unclean. And so the other possibility is that Jesus would look at her and realize what she had done and say, "What did you do to me, woman? Or get away from me. Don't you ever touch me again." Because it was a fairly big deal for someone who was concerned about ritual cleanliness. They would have to remove themselves for a day, take baths, clean, wash all their clothes in order to be ritually clean again. So in each instance, what is going on here is a surprising response on Jesus' part in the context of his day and the social laws and practices that were customary at his time, and that he just breaks through all that for the sake of the people who he was contacting. And in this case, he saw the potential of Matthew, and so he did not hesitate to call tax collectors and other sinners to follow him so that they could be part of the kingdom of God. And the shock for the religious people of his day was that, you know, he was supposed to be concerned about those who went to the synagogue regularly and who were practicing Jews and were religious. So he didn't pay attention to that. He called anybody. He would allow this woman to touch him, and he paid attention to this girl, this daughter. So in each instance, it's important in the telling of this story to convey that these things are surprises. They are shocks. Jesus' way of acting here is not what you would expect. That includes the laughter of the people who were making fun of him because he told them to get away because it wasn't time to mourn yet because the girl was just sleeping. And, of course, they thought she was dead. So in each instance, Matthew's version of this, which leaves out some of the stuff that Mark included, which in some ways made it more interesting, goes right to the heart of the matter, that Jesus saw the situation, he acted, people were made well. That's it. Great stories.